this silence, just looking at it inwardly. Hi, Diana. Is everybody comfortably at home in silence? Felt the silence good, good. Any question or sharing? Everybody's good.
I've been struggling with the silence. Still, I guess I'm still dealing with some issues, like starting to see some blind spots in myself.
What kind of a spot?
Blind.
Blind.
Uh-huh. Seeing myself, and so now with the witnessing, observing myself. And I'm seeing these things, and I guess it's got me a little bit, not as, I don't feel as peaceful in dealing with it.
Like, so what you are really witnessing is the mind, it's not the silence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so I want you to close your eyes now. Bring your attention downwards. And just begin to sink in. And just let yourself go. Just absolutely, with utter relaxation, let go. And your attention is still downward into silence. And let the mind do whatever it wants to. Just sit quietly. Just sit quietly. Anytime the intention or energy goes upwards, just bring it down again. Just very naturally. Slowly open your eyes, Martha. Did you feel any more this time? What was the difference?
It's the quietness, the silence.
Uh-huh. You have a tendency to make everything perfect. Okay. You must be a little bit perfectionist with yourself. You know, it's like wanting to do everything in the right way. Well, the silence has no way at all. You just sit. It's almost like a sleep, but alert sleep. You're aware of that silence. And yet, that's all it is. You get in it a little bit more? Good.
Well, the meditation is good, and I can keep it during my waking hours, but sometimes those thoughts just come right back.
Of course they do. Who
doesn't?
I mean, if you ask all of us, including myself, I would say, yes, the thoughts come. Where's the big deal? You know? And then my attention is shifted. And next thing you know, they both spontaneously coexist, and yet you are not aware of one. You are just aware of the silence, and later on you are not even aware of the silence. You just are. You are just in a state of your own being. So whenever you see the thoughts, that's okay. Open your eyes and shut it again. Two minutes of meditation, and open it again and shut it. Every time you do that, you will pick some more ground in yourself. So don't sit, and even though you got a lot of thoughts for 20 minutes, don't do that. If you have a lot of thoughts, you can play dead if you want to, or just meditate for 2 minutes and then open your eyes and read something inspirational and go back again. Or listen to good music, or maybe 10 minutes of a tape, you know, and then go back again. Long meditation that has thoughts are completely waste of time. You might as well just go and dig a hole in the backyard. Doesn't do much good.
Well, how about if you have the thought and then you drop it?
Oh yeah, that would be a wonderful stop meditation. Okay. Absolutely, okay. You can have your meditation doing that, and then once you get expert, thank you very much for doing that. I forgot. I wanted it to be on for 1 second. You know what I'm saying? It's you can do what he's saying, and it becomes a sub-meditation. But if you really want to have a relaxing meditation, just strictly meditation, just shift your attention. When I say shift your attention, because the attention is up here, that's why the thoughts are going like this. When you shift it, what happens? You bring the attention, the energy down, and this have no choice. It doesn't have enough energy to go. So it begins to bow at the feet of the heart. You can try that. Any other question, Kathy, you're doing?
My God. It just, when I meditate, it just goes down my hands and my arms. And it,
yeah. It goes like this?
Yeah, it's like it just, you know, it's hanging out here.
Meditation really means find the silence and reside in that. That's all it means. It means to be silent, be still like the water that is not even moving.
So don't give it attention, just let it.
That's what I was going to come back to you. Yes. It becomes a mental meditation if you pay attention.
So just let it feel like electricity and it just.
If you feel this way, I would not meditate in your case as much. I would contemplate, and we're going to do that in a minute here. But in case you needed to meditate, I'm going to teach you a healing meditation in a minute. But before we do that, if you have too much energy in your hand or your feet, absolutely look for the silence again. Let's do it for 1 minute right now and see what. Just bring your attention to your chest where there is a seat of omniscience. And just, you're not after looking for any sensation or lack of it. You just absolutely let go. Slowly open your eyes. Kathy, what was it that one minute?
I didn't give anything.
No, that's what happens.
But I was concentrated here.
Yeah, there's concentration here because it brings the energy down. When the mind does not have energy, it will die down. That's what happens. If we look for anything in our body, we're not meditating, we're becoming body consciousness. And that's against the purpose of meditation. So maybe the sensation comes and the sensation goes, you stay in the silence. The itching comes and the itching goes, you stay in the silence. One way or the other, the mind wants to get our attention. We are just not falling for it anymore. That's what happened. Now, I'm going to go to what we were doing, and the last week I didn't go home, so I didn't have it. very important questions. Dear God, can't be any more important than that. So last week we read about someone asked, what is the, speak to us of pain and suffering, right? Who remembers what it was? Pain and suffering were what?
Imagine. Products of the mind.
I gotta give a lollipop. I should bring lollipops here. Or stars, little stars. Yeah. Imagination, which is the mind, because mind is the only thing that imagines. Pain and sufferings are product of the mind. So, if they are product of the mind, why do we have pain in our body?
Because it manifests in the physical thing.
Because body and mind are entwined. The body takes the back seat, and the charioteer is the mind. And if the mind is out of control, the body sort of feels the same way. Now, so, but, and then we dissect the mind, we come to a very good news. So, mind is not a scarecrow. We'll look at it better. Pain and sufferings are product of mind only. Product of the mind only. So what I want us to do is give it a little bit of contemplation with the eyes open. Pain and sufferings are product of the mind. So what does it mean? If you are not comfortable with that, just say thoughts are a product of the mind because of the suffering. What does it mean that pain and sufferings are a product of the mind?
Mm-hmm. Was that because of the thoughts that separate us,
mm-hmm.
and separate
mm-hmm.
us from our,
mm-hmm.
our oneness, and then they
mm-hmm.
cause us
mm-hmm.
suffering,
mm-hmm.
and suffering of the mental, you know,
mm-hmm.
the thoughts
mm-hmm.
that make us our body
mm-hmm.
anxious
mm-hmm.
or stressed
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
worried or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Anybody else? Please participate.
The product of the mind is very temporary.
Uh-huh. Very good. Because it comes and goes. Very good. Anybody else?
It's the mind controlling things.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to explain it again because this is the crux of the matter. Please, please pay attention at this. This is really end of suffering. Okay. This is an energy that is neither good nor bad. It's the energy that is everywhere. It's omnipresent. Then the individuality comes and begins to interpret this energy according to the circumstances that we are in. We begin to read it in a deep duality. We believe that disease exists. We believe that, I am going to be poor. Or whatever we believe, we have made this energy communicate that to us. It's impulses. It's like reading a telegram. The more you limit yourself, the denser this energy gets. It gets so dense that it looks very real. When it looks very real, it will react in our body. So what do we do to remedy that? We just don't read it anymore. I can't begin to tell you how important this practice is. And in the beginning, there is a limitation. So we dwell on unlimitedness of ourself, which we're going to do in a minute.